our preschool grandson at the time, I think he overheard the weather forecast before his bedtime. It went something like this: chance of rain, maybe a few snow flurries. I guess it's all he needed here, because he began to pray fervently that night. Jesus, please make it snow tomorrow. I know he's not the first child to pray that. Flurries are barely snow, but apparently the mention of them was enough for, well, fuel for hope and for faith, you know, especially faith. And when he went to bed that night, his mom and dad, they prayed too. They said, "Dear Jesus, would you please answer a little boy's prayer?" Well, the next morning, this great scene. The little guy standing in his jammies in front of the big window in the living room, staring out at a day that was not white. It was just gray. And then suddenly, there they were, the first flurries, actually flakes. He started running around the living room shouting, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, you made it snow." And it kept snowing, by the way, appreciably more than the weatherman had forecast. Not only did Jesus answer a little boy's prayer, but a little boy showed us what faith looks like, asking God for what only he could do, then expecting him to do it. Actually, standing at the window, watching for the answer to come. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about faith that expects. Yeah. Now our word for today from the Word of God is Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. It's a verse we have had up in our prayer chapel. David says, "O Lord, you hear my voice. I lay my requests before you." But wait, that's not the end of it. Here comes the faith part. "And we wait in expectation." You know, I regularly lay my request before him. But how often do I go to the window and look out for that answer, expecting him to answer? You know, you can come to Jesus, you can talk to him about something, and you can walk away, and you're still carrying it. You haven't left it with him. You haven't trusted it to him. I've done that way too many times. See, faith works this way. It walks into the throne room of Almighty God, who we know now created and controls like 2 trillion galaxies, not your Heavenly Father. But you walk into that throne room, and you're all bent over. You're carrying this heavy burden that you've been carrying. But faith walks out standing tall. The burden isn't there anymore. You know why? You left it at his throne. Now, if I'm all bent over when I walk out of the throne room, if I'm still carrying that heavy backpack after I've prayed about it, then I talked to him about it, but I didn't trust him with it. And that's where faith comes in. You know, Jesus made this incredible promise. He said, "If you ask anything in prayer, believe that you have received it." Well, no, wait a minute. Notice, that's past tense. You haven't got it yet, but you believe that you have received it. And it will be yours. Sure, the snow doesn't always come, and it doesn't always come on my schedule, but I've got a Father who loves me and who only says no if he's working on something that's for my good and better than what I have asked for. I remember reading in Tim Keller's book on prayer that he said that God does answer every prayer, but he gives us what we would have prayed for if we knew what God knows. I wonder how many times the answer didn't come because I didn't really believe him for it. After all, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please him. I know who I want to be. I want to be the little boy at the window.
Your Hope Story is a brand new, free online video series for individuals and small groups. Join veteran ministry leaders Ron and Doug Hutchcraft on an exciting adventure that will move you from restlessness to rescue through the power of Your Hope Story. To find out more, visit yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.